This year, Thanksgiving and the first day of Hanukkah are happening at the same time, and the unusual holiday overlap might not happen again until the year 79,811, if you believe claims on the internet. But anyway, Thanksgivica is a rare event, and it inspired young Asher Weintraub to invent the menorkey, a menorah shaped like a turkey. He joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Asher, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you. I should say that you are all of 9 years old. Is that right?
I just turned 10.
Just turned 10. Okay. 10-year-old inventor of the menorkey. Asher joins us with his father, Anthony Weintraub. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Asher, first of all, just for people who haven't seen it yet, can you describe the menorkey to us? What does it look like?
Well, it's like a cartoonish turkey that's a menorah.
Where do the individual lights or candles for each night of Hanukkah go in the menorkey?
In little cups behind the feathers.
Oh, is it like one per feather?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you come up with the idea to make a menorkey?
In a car.
Were you just brainstorming with your dad?
No. Well, I think my brother and I were arguing, and my mom and dad wanted to changed the topic, and Mommy was just looking at her calendar and saw that they were on the same day this year. She told us, and it just came to my head.
Where did you make the prototype, the first menorkey?
Like, after a while, we had a brunch. Both my grandfathers were arguing. One thought we should do it in China and have it shipped here, and one thought he should design it because he's an artist. So after the brunch, Daddy and I decided we should just design it right then. So we did that, and a week later or something, Daddy got MakerBot to print it out for us.
Oh, so a 3D printer was the first printed the first menorkey.
Yeah, I mean, if I could contextualize, he actually did draw it out mm-hmm. on paper, and then you created a ceramic one, right, Ash?
No, that was before we did the 3D print
right,
design.
Right, right. I have to say that he always says that we did it, but I was just sitting there watching him.
Well, Anthony, provide us with a little bit more context here. When Asher first said, "Hey, this is my idea for a menorkey," what'd you think?
Well, I thought it was an incredible idea and funny and, you know, silly in that way that would maybe attract people to this notion that the two holidays were at the same time. My wife and I looked at each other like we often do with Asher's ideas and his brother's ideas and say, wow, that was amazing. And this one just kind of stuck, and we ended up talking about it with friends, and everyone else kind of had the same reaction. So we often talk a lot about ideas in our house because we're both creative. We work in creative fields. My wife and I are filmmakers. But we often talk about how an idea is really just an idea until you see it through and follow it to its sometimes logical end and sometimes not. And that's the power of an idea, whether it does have that quality that can expand and grow. And so we just saw this one grow and grow, and it continues to. So yeah, it's been pretty amazing.
Well, Asher, what's it been like for you to see exactly what your dad's talking about, an idea that popped into your head actually becoming reality and people buying it?
It's cool. I was amazed to see that after thinking about it, coming up with it in my head, and then 3D printing a prototype, we got to selling them.
And how have they been selling? Have people been snatching them up?
I think so, yeah.
Anthony, do you know how sales have been?
Yeah, sales have been, I would say, at a clip. They've been flying off the shelves. Hate to use the cliches, but that's selling off of our website. And that's also selling at the Jewish Museum here in New York City.
Thanksgiving is basically a secular holiday. And it just so happens that this year, Hanukkah, a religious holiday, and Thanksgiving coincide. Has there been anyone who said, well, you you know, it's, you know, it's a once in a thousand year thing. It's not that big of a deal, and maybe the two should be kept separate. Has anyone told you that?
I've read that. I think I've read several really interesting essays about this convergence, and there was probably one person who was taking that view, and perhaps that was more related to, you know, what we all know as the commodification of holidays, which, you know, none of us celebrate. But I actually think that the positive side of this and the beauty of this is that more people are talking about how unique it is and how special these two holidays really are. And whereas Thanksgiving might not be specifically religious, there is a spirituality mm-hmm. which goes with it, which has to do with freedoms. And I think that Hanukkah has that quality as well.
Asher, does Thanksgiving or Hanukkah feel different this year to you because they do happen at the same time?
Sort of. They're different because they're on the same day. A lot of people are, like, thinking of food mashups for them and stuff like that.
Asher Weintraub is 10 years old and the inventor of the Menerki. Asher, first of all, congratulations on your invention, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Anthony Weintraub is Asher's father. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us as well.
Thanks for having us.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.